Hello, dear listeners. This is Angelina again, lying in bed, speculating about life. I had this idea earlier today that I was going to talk about, and let's see if I remember all the details in the story. This could take a while. Yes, it was about Bob Dylan and his Nobel Prize that he doesn't care about, and it's, you know, it's a big thing in Sweden because they are insulted that he hasn't responded well to the literature prize that they have granted him, and apparently he's not coming to the actual ceremony either, and you know there will be the king and the royal family and everything, and but he doesn't care about that either. I think it's great because for me, for me, Bob Dylan represents one song, and that's Farewell Angelina. And also, I met him once 20 years ago in 1992, to be precise, when he was in Sweden, up in Luleå, where I was living at the time, doing a concert at the City Festival. And I was also participating in an outdoors art exhibition during this City Festival that lasted for 2 days. And since it was 2 days, me and a few other artists got the privilege to store our art in the hotel lobby at the hotel where Bob Dylan was staying. So, I went in there and was going to, you know, either put my art in the storage or take it out, I don't remember. Probably put it in there because I think it was the afternoon. And he arrived to the hotel just at that time, just before I got there. So he was standing there in the lobby, and there were all these upset journalists outside that were jealous, because I could walk right into the lobby and they weren't allowed in. So, well, didn't talk to him or anything, but, you know, he was there. And I don't think I waved even, like I did when I met Leonardo DiCaprio, then I waved this little sissy wave. Well, anyway, this is not about Leonardo DiCaprio, this is about Bob Dylan and his Nobel Prize and how I know Bob Dylan, what he represents for me. And as I said, he hasn't responded well to the Nobel Prize Academy's attempts to contact him. They have been calling and calling, and he doesn't care. And he's not coming to the ceremony. And the reason I think this is great is because, number one, He doesn't deserve the Nobel Prize in Literature. He's not a great writer at all. I don't think he's a great musician. I don't think he's a great singer. I don't see anything great about Bob Dylan, to be honest. He was just lucky to be born in an age where it was much easier to express your talent and be original. Well, that's beside the point. The thing is, I'm sure he's got some good qualities. I'm not going to diss Bob Dylan completely. but the thing is, the Swedish Academy and Bob Dylan and me, if you look at that triangle of elements, how they relate to each other, where the Nobel Prize Academy should represent Sweden, perhaps, and then there's me, and I'm me, and then there's Bob Dylan. And what is Bob Dylan in this game? He's a he's just a brick, a puppet. Because what does Bob Dylan represent for me? Yes, he represents the song Farewell Angelina. And what do I represent to the Swedish society? Well, my entire life I've been an outcast. I've been bullied and I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe it's because I'm an alien and people sense it. That's my elaborate theory. Anyway, so the reason in my twisted universe, my egocentrical twisted universe where everything evolves around me, is that the Swedish Academy picked out him as the Nobel Prize winner in literature. Because he wrote the song Farewell Angelina. Because he said it so well. What they all want to say. Because they want to get rid of me. That's why I'm an outcast in society. And always have been. So, that's why he doesn't deserve the prize, because they're not getting rid of me that easily. Well, it's not the prize in itself that represents anything. It's the choice of choosing him. Talk to me with that choice that is relating to that particular song. I don't know if you followed my reasoning there. It's not for the feeble-minded. I had some other side story connected to that too. It was, I wonder if he wrote Farewell Angelina before or after I was born. I haven't really looked up exactly when that song was written or published. But I was born on January 16 in 1970, so I think that song surfaced about the same time. Maybe he wrote it too because he sensed my emerging presence coming towards the planet and started writing a farewell song already because the Earthlings just want to get rid of me. That that's the end of tonight's bedtime story. Good night, sweet dreams.